WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Laura Bennett, back with another dose of the Feminine Reset. Today, we're diving into something super important. The powerful connection between mindfulness and emotional healing. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel of emotions? One minute you're soaring, the next you're crashing down. Yeah, I get it. It's a roller coaster, right? But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to navigate those emotional ups and downs with more grace and resilience? That secret weapon is mindfulness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another meditation lecture, hear me out. This isn't about chanting in a yoga studio or sitting cross-legged for hours, though that can be awesome if it works for you. It's about tuning into the present moment, becoming aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and learning to respond instead of automatically reacting. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is your emotional GPS, helping you find your way through the sometimes messy landscape of life. So, what are some key takeaways from this mindfulness emotional healing connection? Let's break it down. First, mindfulness helps us become more self-aware. It's like having an inner mirror that reflects our emotions, thoughts, and even physical sensations. When you can identify those feelings without getting swept away by them, you gain a sense of control and understanding. You start to see patterns in your reactions, which is the first step to breaking free from negative cycles. Second, mindfulness teaches us to detach from our thoughts. Ever notice how your mind can race like a hamster on a wheel? Thoughts pop up, judgments fly, and before you know it, you're spiraling into negativity or anxiety. Mindfulness helps us create space between ourselves and those thoughts. We become observers of our own minds rather than prisoners of them. Third, practice in mindfulness cultivates compassion both for ourselves and others. When we're more attuned to our own experiences, we naturally extend that understanding to others. It softens our judgments and fosters empathy. Remember, everyone is going through their own stuff, and a little kindness can go a long way. Fourth, mindfulness helps us develop emotional resilience. Life throws curveballs, that's inevitable. But when you have a solid mindfulness practice, you're better equipped to handle those challenges with grace and composure. Instead of crumbling under pressure, you can bounce back stronger and wiser. Finally, mindfulness is a continuous journey, not a destination. There will be days when your mind feels like a runaway train, but that's okay. The key is to keep coming back to the present moment, gently redirecting your attention. Remember, every small step you take towards mindfulness is a victory. Now, let's talk real life. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed by emotions, maybe stress at work, a conflict with a loved one, or even just a bad day. How did your body react? Did you tense up, feel your heart racing, or get that knot in your stomach? Mindfulness can help you recognize these physical sensations and acknowledge them without judgment. Instead of getting swept away by those feelings, you can take a deep breath, pause for a moment, and choose how to respond. Maybe it's taking a few minutes to journal, going for a walk, or simply practicing some mindful breathing. So, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating mindfulness into your daily life. Even just 5 minutes of focused attention can make a difference. There are tons of apps, guided meditations, and resources available to help you get started. Remember, this isn't about achieving perfection, it's about progress. Every small step towards emotional healing is a step in the right direction. And hey, don't forget to share your thoughts with me. Let me know how mindfulness is helping you on your journey. You can leave a comment on our website or connect with me on social media. We're all in this together. Until next time, stay mindful and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.